The future of metamaterials. Progress in metamaterials will accelerate in the future for the simple reason that there is already intense interest in creating transistors that use light beams rather than electricity. Research in invisibility can therefore piggyback on the ongoing research in photonic crystals and plasmonics for creating replacements for the silicon chip. Already, hundreds of millions of dollars are being invested in creating replacements for silicon technology, and research in metamaterials will benefit from these research efforts. With breakthroughs occurring in this field every few months, it's not surprising that some physicists see some sort of practical invisibility shield emerging out of the laboratory perhaps within a few decades. In the next few years, for example, scientists are confident that they will be able to create metamaterials that can render an object totally invisible for one frequency of visible light, at least in two dimensions. To do this would require embedding tiny nano implants not in regular arrays, but in sophisticated patterns so that light would bend smoothly around an object. Next, scientists will have to create metamaterials that can bend light in three dimensions, not just for flat two-dimensional surfaces. Photolithography has been perfected for making flat silicon wafers, but creating three-dimensional metamaterials will require stacking wafers in a complex fashion. After that, scientists will have to solve the problem of creating metamaterials that can bend not just one frequency, but many. This will be perhaps the most difficult task, since the tiny implants that have been devised so far bend light of only one precise frequency. Scientists may have to create metamaterials based on layers, with each layer bending a specific frequency. The solution to this problem is not clear. Nevertheless, once an invisibility shield is finally made, it might be a clunky device. Harry Potter's cloak was made of thin, flexible cloth and rendered anyone draped inside invisible. But for this to be possible, the index of refraction inside the cloth would have to be constantly changing in complex ways as it fluttered, which is impractical. More than likely, a true invisibility cloak would have to be made of a solid cylinder of metamaterials, at least initially. That way, the index of refraction could be fixed inside the cylinder. More advanced versions could eventually incorporate metamaterials that are flexible and can twist and still make light flow within the metamaterials on the correct path. In this way, anyone inside the cloak would have some flexibility of movement. Some have pointed out a flaw in the invisibility shield. Anyone inside would not be able to look outside without becoming visible. Imagine Harry Potter being totally invisible except for his eyes, which appear to be floating in midair. Any eye holes on the invisibility cloak would be clearly visible from the outside. If Harry Potter were totally invisible, then he would be sitting blindly beneath his invisibility cloak. One possible solution to this problem might be to insert two tiny glass plates near the location of the eye holes. These glass plates would act as beam splitters, splitting off a tiny portion of the light hitting the plates and then sending the light into the eyes. So most of the light hitting the cloak would flow around it, rendering the person invisible, but a tiny amount of light would be diverted into the eyes. As daunting as these difficulties are, scientists and engineers are optimistic that an invisibility shield of some sort can be built in the coming decades.